So back to those pictures from Japan we were talking about at the top of the hour. The shelves of our next guest, it's fair to say, are probably considerably more stocked than some of the pictures we've been seeing from Northeast Japan of empty aisles and hoarded store shelves. Joining us now, Kaz Fujimoto, who's a store clerk at Katagiri & Company. That's a Japanese grocery here in New York. He's originally from Yamaguchi, Japan. Kaz, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your feelings when you see those pictures of the stores completely empty in Northeast Japan, in Sendai and places like that? And how have you been mobilized to get in touch with family members?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's just completely saddening just to see all the pictures and, you know, just overwhelmingly emotional. And we've been contacting each other by email and stuff like that.
And for so many people in Japan, the store is the only place to get reliable water, clean water, and the food infrastructure is really not there for people at a lot of these shelters. So the store is the last line of defense.
Right. I mean, a lot of stores like sold out all the food, like, you know, instant food, you know.
Were you working on Friday?
Yes, I was, yes.
What was it like as people came into the store and began to share news and information about
what
was going on?
Oh, piece by piece, you know, we collected all the stories because we didn't, you know, we were working at the same time. So right after work, I went to a bar nearby and saw the real images, you know, the moving images of what just happened. And it was, overwhelming.
Do you know the places that are in some of those pictures?
Yes, I do.
And so many of them just completely gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, being so far from home, what's that like?
Well, I mean, what to say? I mean, you know, it's the country I grew up in, and right now I'm living far away from it. And, you know, I don't know what we can do, and we just started collecting donations a little bit, you know. I mean, we just had to start doing something.
Kaz Fujimoto has been here in the United States for 12 years. He's a store clerk at Katagiri & Company, a Japanese grocery here in New York. Are you finding that the ability to help and aid in donations is there online, that gradually things are coming into focus and that people are able to contact and send back home?
Yes, I do find all the, like, Red Cross or Salvation Army or Japan Society, they all have the donation online.
What about the using the internet to actually find people to make sure that you know, people are safe?
Yes, I do find that too. I mean, there are certain organizations you can reach to, and you just enter the names or telephone number, you know.
Have you done that personally?
Not personally, but my colleague, she's from Sendai. You know,
really?
So, yeah, her family directly, affected by the disaster. And she managed to contact her niece because telephone line wasn't working. So, you know, but her house is completely damaged. So she was planning to go back to Japan in May, but she's not sure if she's doing that now.
Well, it certainly shrinks the world to imagine the connections that people have to make from the United States to Japan as they seek news of loved ones. Kaz Fujimoto is a store clerk at Katagiri & Company, a Japanese grocer in New York, one of the voices and one of the people looking to the devastation in Japan and hoping. Thanks so much, Kaz.
Thank you very much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.